the church can be, in America, the most dangerous place on earth for the believer. Because year after year after year, we sit in the pew, we hear the Word of God, the living Word that's truth, more powerful than any two-edged sword. We don't do anything with it.
Why do you run from me?
Are you running from the love of God? God's love never fails. Welcome to Love Never Fails, the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, with Pastor Bill Quinn. Happy Friday to you and welcome. Today, in the second part of Pastor Bill's study on Hebrews chapter 3, verses 7 through 19, we're going to dig deeper into the consequences of unbelief. What it means to have a heart of unbelief today, and how we as believers avoid making the same critical mistakes as the Israelites. Now, Pastor, with part two of The Power of Now.
God says, tomorrow, turn, move out into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. You're going to turn away from Canaan now. I had more, but you want less. You're going to move out into the wilderness. You're turning your back on my destiny that I had for you. That's what they're saying. They're right on the border, and they didn't cross. I mean, right there in front of them. They'll never cross the Jordan because they let go of the power of now. When God says now, you need to act. And they didn't do that. They missed it. J.B. Phillips says this, many believers have the idea that the failure to enter into all that God has for them on their part, well, it's regrettable, but not serious. Listen to me. It is very serious. I want us to go into Sunday's message just for a moment, and I want you to look at chapter 4, verse 1, and I'll tell you how dangerous it is. Therefore, since a promise remains of entering his rest, let us what?
Fear.
Let us fear not to ever distrust a promise of God. We should be fearful, say, oh, I don't want to ever distrust a promise of God. Amen? He says, oh, let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it. In other words, you didn't act on the power of now. You came in too late and you can't cross now. You can't get across to Jordan. It's over with. Listen to me. Today, right now, it says, if you will hear the voice of God, if you'll not harden your hearts, it says, the power of now. You remember what I told you maybe a couple of weeks ago? You know, when I said, we've all done well. Most Christians, they do great in chapters 1 and chapters 2 of Hebrew. They do wonderful. But the majority of believers in America, sadly, and I say this without any judgment in my heart, but they live and they remain in chapter 3. They never cross over into chapter 4 like the children of Israel. God says, I want to give you more, but you're just going to settle for less. Remember what I said a couple of Sundays ago? I said this, the church can be, in America, the most dangerous place on earth for the believer. Because year after year after year, we sit in the pew. We hear the Word of God, the living Word, that's truth, more powerful than any two-edged sword. We don't do anything with it. We don't act upon it. We don't obey what we're hearing. Listen to me now. A hard heart no longer hears. And there is a hardness in the church today. And let me explain why. The hardness does not come from hearing the Word of God. The hardness of the heart in the church today comes from not responding to the truth that you hear. You say, Bill, you're mean. No, I'm not mean. Listen, this is a today word. Man, right now, this day, in this chapter, we have arrived at our spiritual Jordan. Remember the word, the scripture for revolution this year, Matthew 11:12, from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, Jesus said, and the violent take it by force. We seize the kingdom and the promises of the kingdom as a precious possession because we are kingdom citizens. Amen? Listen, today, the power of right now, We have to cross over into chapter 4. I don't want this church to stay in chapter 3. God doesn't want us to stay in chapter 3. We need to go over to chapter 4. Why? This is just an illustration. I want you to see what I'm seeing. The first generation, the Ark of the Covenant, when it finally went over, the first generation, they didn't make it, did they? Okay, but the Ark of the Covenant, which is our throne of grace today, it's not in chapter 3. Where is it at in our study? It's in chapter 4. See, the Ark crossed the Jordan. We can't live in chapter 3, loved one. We can't remain the power of now. We've got to go where the throne of grace is. That's what we have to do. Listen, you know, today it says if you hear His voice. Go back and study all the times God spoke to people. I went back and just studied Moses. You know how many times that God spoke to Moses from Exodus to Deuteronomy? He spoke to him 104 times. Man, did God speak unto Noah? Yes. I mean, it's going to rain. Well, he didn't know what rain was. It's going to flood. I'm going to destroy the world. Really? Now, listen to me. The power of now. Had Noah hardened his heart to that word, he would have missed the power of now. Do you understand? You read chapter 6, and it says everything that God said about the ark and how to build it. Says, and so Noah did. Abraham, did God speak unto him to leave the Ur of the Chaldees and go to a land that he's never been? I'm going to bless you, man. And so I'm going to raise a great nation up. And hello, he couldn't even have kids. Do you see how you can harden your heart? Oh, man, I can't have kids. What's this guy saying? You know, come on. You see how you miss the power of now? How about Philip? Oh, the great table waiter who became the great evangelist. And remember, he left there. And then in Acts chapter 8, he went into Samaria. Man, he had incredible revival. People were being healed. The lame were walking. The blind were seeing. People were, Peter and John, they laid hands upon people. They were speaking other tongues. It was incredible. Man, I'm moving on fast, aren't I? Whew. Slow down, Bill. The angel of the Lord comes up to Philip. He's having this great revival. And what does the angel tell him to do? Go out in the desert, man. Now, do you see how you can harden your heart? No, listen, man, do you see what's happening? I can't be an angel. No, look at these people. The whole city was filled with joy. Go out in the desert, Philip. He goes out in the desert. You know, what am I doing out here? And all of a sudden, listen to me now, the Holy Spirit said, the Holy Spirit still speaks today. Do you understand? He has a voice. He says, go and overtake the chariot. And what the next verse, it's Acts 8, I forget what the verse is, but it says, and Philip ran. Man, you understand? He was in the adventure. He was in the moment. Do you understand? Jonah, look at Jonah. Jonah, was he in the belly of the whale? Why? He heard God the first time and he ran. God has a way of getting your attention. How would you like to be vomited out of a whale? I mean, and did he obey God after that? You bet. What do you want, Lord? Go to Nineveh. Now, the biggest city in the world at that time, 120,000 people. Incredible. Nineveh was unbelievable. Just the city itself. 8 words from God, Noah said. 8 words. The entire city repented. Every person. 8 words. See, Jonah hardened his heart in the first chapter, didn't he? You see? And he still had a hard heart because he didn't want to save Nineveh. Loved one, you got to listen to me now. You got to listen to the word of God, because I know that there are those that are present listening live and in this chapel. You say to yourself, well, if I'd have heard the voice like Noah, if I'd have heard the voice of God like Jonah, if I'd have heard the voice of God like Philip, if I heard the voice of God that spoke unto Moses, oh, listen, I'd obey. Well, you've heard the voice of God. The word of God is the voice of God. Amen. I've never heard God's word. Yes, you have. His voice, John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice. The voice of God is real. Loved one, listen to me. You know, you say, I would have obeyed. And now you're saying, well, maybe that voice that Moses heard or Jonah heard, it's not the same voice today. I am the Lord God. I changeth not. Jesus said, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same voice that spoke unto Noah is the same voice that speaks today. Are you listening to me? And if you say, I want you to listen to me, it's very important. For anyone to say, okay, well, when God spoke to Moses, it was a greater revelation than it is today, then you are in deep trouble, because you're saying that Hebrews 1:2 is not real. Hebrews 1:2, what is it? In these last days, God has spoken unto us. How? By? Is Jesus greater than Moses? Are you following me now? Do you see how important that this is? Now listen, does he have to give the 21st century church? Let's just talk about us. Does he have to give us some type of supernatural experience to hear his voice and obey him? Well, if he does this, can't we just love Jesus enough to do what he says? In other words, what did Jesus tell us in John 14, 15? If you love me, just, keep my commandments. Do what I'm asking you to do. I mean, do you need some supernatural experience? I'm driving to church. I had the radio on. I'm listening to a worship song. Can't wait to get to Calvary and have breakfast and hope Bill doesn't preach too long. But, and I'm listening. All of a sudden, I'm adjusting the dial and the voice is gone. The worship is gone. And you hear this voice. Serve in the kids' ministry. Do you have to have that to serve in the kids' church? Do you have to look at these people across the street? Look how they're living God. Look at them. I mean, they're working on their cars all the time, and their roof is open, they're jacked up, and oil all over the driveway, and they're hoodlums. Do something about it. You do something about it. The command to win the lost is still there. Do we have to have a voice from heaven to do that? No. Talking about the power of now. Listen. Why do we miss the adventure? I love to have adventures with Jesus. Why do we miss the adventure? The Holy Spirit, loved one, is speaking to us all the time. I believe that with all my heart. No, listen. God not only wants you to hear his voice and obey his voice. Do you know that God wants us to feel just like his son feels and think just like his son thinks? Bill, prove it. Philippians 2:5. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus our Lord. How about feeling his compassion? How about Matthew 9:35? It says that Jesus went about into the cities, the villages, healing all, everyone that was sick. He healed every disease. Man, you would think that Jesus would be rejoicing, but it doesn't say that. It says that he looked out upon the multitudes and his heart was breaking. He had compassion upon them, for they were wandering like sheep without a shepherd. Do you understand? Do you see people like Jesus sees them? That's what God wants us to do. And he wants us to hear the voice of God and that power of now and obey him. You're at a grocery store. You see the woman there in front of you and you're waiting so you can check out. And she's holding a baby in one hand, one little baby a year old or whatnot. And he's fidgeting and needs to nurse or what. You know what I'm talking about. You've seen it and so have I. And in the other hand, she's trying to get her purse open and put out the pennies because she's just trying to get some food. And you're behind her, and you hear something inside of you. You hear this voice, and it goes, pay for her groceries. And you go, I don't know what that is. Are you listening to me? Yes. What did you just do? You just hardened your heart against the power of now. You just missed your adventure. God will never contradict Scripture. So you say, he's going to speak to me, but what if he says to do blah, blah, blah? Well, he'll never contradict the Word of God, okay? He is God. He is the Word. He won't contradict Scripture. But why don't we just say, I heard that in my heart, and I'm going to go do it. What if I miss it? Okay, so what? That's how you learn. That's how you learn. Listen, here's the thing. To hear his voice, you have to practice obedience. And the more you practice obedience, the better hearing you have. The less that you practice obedience, the less hearing you hear. And you miss the power of now. Well, what if I miss the opportunity that God just gave me and I didn't do it? Well, you just missed it. But he'll give you others if you will listen. Now, listen very carefully. A word obeyed from the Holy Spirit. When you obey the voice, you hear it. You obey the Word of God, you hear it. That's when you step into the power of now. Do you understand me? Oh, listen, the power of right now. Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your heart. Oh, don't do that. The power of now. Just like a moment ago, when I was talking to Marshall, remember the beginning, I said, stand up now. But he didn't. He just missed his opportunity. Do you understand? He heard the voice. Not that I'm God, but you understand. I'm an illustration. But it did not work. Listen to me now. I don't have all the answers, and I'm still learning to hear God. But the power of now, it opens the door to the supernatural of God, not only for you, but for others. You see, you hear it, and you go, wait a minute, what is that, Lord? Lord, is that you? So forth. Listen, you know why you're here, this church? First of all, it was because of my disobedience. I was in New England preaching for 2 weeks, and I'd canceled the home fellowship at my, Becky and I, I'm through, I'm not gonna, I don't wanna pastor, and all these people were there, and I didn't wanna pastor again. I wanted to be an evangelist or something, you know, and fly on a jet back and forth, I don't know. And I'm on the way back from teaching for 2 weeks up in wherever, New Hampshire, whatever, Vermont, and the Holy Spirit, today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your heart. I heard the Holy Spirit say to me, "Why did you stop what I started?" And I repented on that jet all the way to DFW. I got back, and that's, and God says, "We're going to have a church." That's how, 31 years ago. Do you understand me? Listen, you see, you hear the voice. You know, and sometimes you think you're crazy when you hear the voice of God. Do you know that? No, listen, Becky and I, we were years, many, many years ago, I'd left my first pastorate, and I've been gone maybe about a year from the church that Becky and I planted. And to make a long story short, it was Thanksgiving Day. We were at her father's house, and they just set Thanksgiving meal on the table. And boy, the turkey was there, and the dressing, the giblet gravy or whatever it was, and the sweet potatoes, and man, I was ready. We'd prayed, we'd blessed that food, I was ready to partake, right? And as God is my witness, my wife was at my right side, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, "Go to such and such a home as fast as you can." I looked at my wife and I could have said, now wait, see, I could have said, "What was that? What was that?" I could have hardened my heart. Are you listening to me? I'm talking about the power of now, right now. No delay, urgent, do it right today. Listen, I looked at my wife. I said, "The Holy Spirit just spoke to me. I have to go." And I named the name of the family. I said, "I think I remember where they live." Blah, blah, blah. I said, "I've got to leave right now." I said, "Honey, I'm sorry." And I left and I drove my car as fast as I could. And they lived in a mansion type home. And I got there and the door was wide open. I go up to the door, I ring the doorbell, then the wife runs out of the house and embraces me. She said, "My husband," called him by name, "he's out in the rose garden. He has a gun in his mouth. He's going to kill himself, Bill." I run out into the rose garden. He's sitting there, and the Spirit of God comes upon me, and I called him by name, and I said, "Sir," and then I knew what happened. I said, "Your wife committed adultery, and you're going to kill yourself." I said, "Take that gun out of your mouth." And he did. And I ran over and hugged him and prayed with him. And God saved his life because of the power of now. Are you listening to me? Listen, do not harden your heart when you hear the voice of the Lord. That's how we learn. Do you understand me? We'll never move into what God has for us if we don't do those things, loved one. I'm going to do better this service. I'm not going to get emotional. Listen to me now. The power of now. You know, if this was the Jordan River, I would want to reach down and just throw water on you. Just throw water on you and say, "God is getting ready to divide this, and He's going to put the river back to the city of Adam. 20 miles away, He's going to stand it up as a heap, and we're going to cross. We're going to follow the Ark of the Covenant." Amen? On dry ground. We're going to take our possession. 2023 is our Jordan we have to cross. It's the power of now. Today, if you hear His voice, today, right this minute, the urgency, do not harden your heart. In my first pastorate, there was a little girl. Her name was Jennifer. I loved this kid. She was skinny. Her hair came down all the way to her backside. I mean, beautiful hair, and her parents were just great people. And one day, two men kidnapped her, and they held her in a vacant house for over a week, raping her repeatedly. When they finally, the police rescued her, they put her in the hospital, the psych ward, everything, no help. She would come to church, and she would just sit there with her parents. I see her right now. I see her parents right this minute. And every Sunday, month after month, she would come to the altar for prayer. And I would pray for her every Sunday. And she would bow down and she put her hands always like this and never look up. And tears, alligator tears, would just hit her hand. I was finally over there, and I knew I had to go pray for her. I said, "Father, I pray for her every Sunday." And I said in my heart, in tenderness, I said, "Surely you have something for her. Something for her." And then I heard the voice of the Holy Spirit. I heard, Marshall, the power of now. I heard a today word that was urgent. And I knew God was doing something, but I didn't know what He was doing. And I walked over to Jennifer, and her tears were hitting her hand. And the Lord said, speak to her and say, do you know what I do with your tears? Jennifer, this time, for the first Sunday, she looked up at me. I said, do you know what God does with your tears? No, I didn't either. And God says to me, the Holy Spirit, that today word, the power of now, take the bottle of her tears and pour them over her now. The Bible says that God marks every tear that you cry, every tear. He records it in His book of remembrance, doesn't He? Every tear. What does that mean? What that tear meant. And I said, Jennifer, you know what the Lord said? No. He said, all those tears that you cried when they were raping you, when they beat you, He's written them all down. And He told me to pour them back on you, because every tear represents what happened to you. And as they hit you, you will be made whole. Amen. And God healed her. But listen to me. What if I said, oh, I'm going to harden my heart to that word. No, I just, Lord, that doesn't make sense. Are you listening to me? Aren't you tired of trying to make sense of all of it? And just say, whatever, Lord, I don't care if you want me to walk on water. If you say it, I can do it. What do we care to just reach out and do what God said? But think, if I had just said no. Listen, I have never forgotten. She got up out of there, not one tear on her face. She ran back to her parents, and she never had to visit a psych doctor ever again in her life. Do you understand? That's what the power of right now. See, when you obey that voice, you step into the power of now. It could be for you, but mainly it's usually for other people. That's the adventure. Loved one, that's what it's all about. Some of you need to leave chapter 3. No. All of us. We need to leave chapter 3 and we need to get into chapter 4. And the only way to get to the throne of grace in chapter 4 is to cross the Jordan. There's no other way. See, some of you, your marriages are in trouble. You're in trouble. Some of you are in prison because of unforgiveness, or maybe not even forgiving yourself. You don't forgive yourself for what you've done, and you're in bondage now. You suppress all that. You hold it all in. Or you're trying to defeat sin by your own strength, and you can't. You can only defeat it by the power of the Holy Spirit. You put sin to death only by the Spirit. You can't do it, but God can. Some of you need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. I mean, the power that comes from on high. Well, Bill, that's not for me. Then you need to read the book of Acts, because it says the promise of the Holy Spirit, the gift, the baptism, where it comes upon you, is not only to that generation, but to all who will call upon the name of the Lord. Acts 2, 38 and 39. Some of you just need to say, you know what, Lord? I'm tired of my pain. Why do you need to cross over into chapter 4 with me? I'll tell you why. Because in chapter 4, I think it's verse 10, it says for you to enter in by, you believe, and you enter His rest. You enter His rest. There's no more striving. You don't have to try to make it. God's going to make it for you. Oh, yes, where you only look to Jesus and no one else. Amen? Amen. Listen, today we have to cross the Jordan. We have to care for the things of God more than we care for the things of the world, loved one. We have to move on. I tell you, there's an urgency in my heart. We have to get back. We have to move forward. We have to become soul winners, because we're supposed to. Amen?
As we close today, what should be our takeaways from Pastor's message? Guard your hearts. Exhort one another daily. And hold fast to Christ with a sincere and obedient faith. Amen? Thank you for tuning in for Love Never Fails today. We pray that you'll walk in faith and obedience, keeping your heart tender today for the Lord. Have a safe and restful weekend, and we'll look for you again on Monday. If you'd like more information regarding Calvary Chapel Fort Worth, Love Never Fails International, or the Love Never Fails radio broadcast, please visit our website at ccfortworth.org or download the CCFW app. Pastor Bill would also like to personally invite you to join us for any of our three services here at Calvary Chapel Fort Worth. For service times and directions, please visit ccfortworth.org or call our toll-free number, 866-729-1999. That's 866-729-1999. If you're unable to worship with us in person, our live streaming allows you to join us virtually via the CCFW app, Apple TV, Facebook, YouTube, or our Roku channel. So, until our next broadcast, may we encourage you with these words. Love bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Love never fails.